With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration continues pushing for a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Secretary of State Rubio said the U.S. and Russia exchanged new ideas for Ukraine peace talks after he met with his Russian counterpart. He said they discussed a new and different approach, although he did not elaborate. Rubio said President Trump has been increasingly frustrated with Russia's Vladimir Putin and the ongoing military conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a big Ford recall due to faulty fuel pumps.
Ford is recalling more than 850,000 of its cars across the U.S. because the low-pressure fuel pump inside the vehicles may fail and potentially could cause an engine to stall. The recall covers a wide range of Ford and Lincoln-branded vehicles, including certain Ford Broncos, Explorers, and F-150s, as well as Lincoln Aviators and Navigators. Ford plans to send out notifications letters to affected owners starting July 14th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The grim search continues for survivors of the July 4th flash floods along the Guadalupe River in central Texas. Andrews County Assistant Fire Marshal Jeremy Prophet says they have enough volunteers to search for the missing.
Now those people will be cycling through. Obviously the treacherous work that they're doing in the heat and humidity is only about a 2 to 3 day, maybe 4 day, solid labor before we start having people fall out and get hurt.
Over 160 people remain missing from the flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 192 points, the Nasdaq rose 19, the S&P 500 advanced 17. This is SRN News. People of faith weigh in on transgenderism in kids.
The poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks members of various faith groups if parents should be allowed to obtain a sex change operation for their underage child. Unitarian Universalists are the most likely to say yes, 69%, followed by Jewish people at 63%. At the other end of the spectrum, only 31% of white evangelical Protestants think a mom or dad should be allowed to get their kid a sex change operation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company says it's taking down inappropriate posts made by its Grok chatbot, which appeared to include anti-Semitic comments that praised Adolf Hitler. Grok was developed by Musk's XAI and pitched as an alternative to rival chatbots such as Google Gemini or OpenAI's ChatGPT. This is SRN News. Six members of the Secret Service have been suspended.
The move follows last year's assassination attempt against President Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Secret Service Deputy Director Matt Quinn says the unpaid suspensions range from 10 to 42 days, and when the agents return to work, they will be placed in roles with diminished operational responsibility. The president was shot in the ear by would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks last July during that campaign event at the Butler Farm Showgrounds. One person was killed, two others were severely injured. Crooks was killed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The U.S. has closed its southern border again to livestock imports, saying that a flesh-eating parasite has moved further north in Mexico than previously reported. The pest is the New World screwworm fly, and females lay eggs and wounds on warm-blooded animals. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.